Next up, the gospel song, O Mary, Don't You Weep. It began as a spiritual that appeared in the antebellum South, and then, more than half a century after that, in 1915, the Fisk Jubilee Singers recorded it.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn, because Pharaoh's army got drowned.
But Mary, Don't You Weep really got known in 1959 when a quartet out of Alabama put a new spin on the song. And then it went on to influence musicians all over the pop music spectrum. To tell the story of Mary, Don't You Weep, we've got a musician.
My name is Pastor Shirley Caesar Williams, and I'm a gospel singer.
And a producer.
I'm Anthony Heilbutt. I wrote the gospel sound Good News and Bad Times, and I produced many albums, including the last album of Reverend Chloe Jeter, the lead singer of Mary, Don't You Weep.
Whoa, I'm singing Mary.
Whoa, Mary, don't you weep.
Martha, don't have to mourn.
Mary, Don't You Weep is a very familiar spiritual and had been sung by other gospel quartets. But in 1957, Chloe Jeter and the Swan Silvertones came up with this spectacular arrangement. And Jeter, I think, claimed Mary, Don't You Weep as his composition because it was so unlike the spiritual. And so even though it was an old spiritual, during the early months of 1958, it was the number one gospel single.
Well, one thing, to my opinion, that makes Oh Mary, Don't You Weep so powerful and popular is that Claude Jeter was, I believe, the first male singer to sing a lot of falsetto.
And believe it or not, though he was famous for his falsetto, well, he had a very wide range, and actually his speaking voice was rather low.
He could call Mary down in the basement and then shoot way back up. He was truly unusual.
Jeter was born in Alabama, but he moved considerably during his years. He supported himself as a minor, and then, because he'd been singing since childhood, joined up with some other guys in a quartet. They moved to Cincinnati, where it started airing on the radio, and their sponsor was the Swan Bakery. And so they picked up the name Swan Silvertones.
Claude Jeter could sing any kind of song. I mean, whether blues, gospel, spiritual, Claude Jeter could sing it all. I'm just so glad that we had him in the gospel arena.
Well, I'm singing Mary.
Gospel music is a world within itself. It's bigger than blues. It's bigger than classical music. And maybe there's only one that tops the chart as far as I'm concerned. And that would be, I guess, the rapping type thing.
My name is Crazy Bone, recording artist with the legendary group Bone Thugs and Harmony. Well, the thing about the Crossroads video, you know, that was back in the days when we had the female singing group that went by the name of Trey.
Well, Mary,
oh, Mary, don't you tell him.
That's actually one of the songs that they used to warm up to. When we were in the studio doing Crossroads, I was like, yo, that song that y'all be singing to warm up, I think will sound real good in front of this song. Like, man, it was perfect.
Claude Jeter was not the only one to record Oh Mary, Don't You Weep.
Listen, Mary.
Aretha Franklin did a fantastic job with it, with the Reverend James Cleveland, and Inez Andrews.
I said, Mary.
With the Caravans. Oh, boy, she blew it out of the water.
Martha, don't you moan.
It is a powerful song. I remember James Brown trying to take it from the church. But he had no falsetto. that Baby Don't Weep thing, you know, it just didn't hold a candle or light to Clarjita.
And there's a portion of the song when Jeter ad-libs a very familiar phrase in church, "I'll be a bridge over deep waters if you trust in my name."
I'll be a bridge over deep water if you trust in my name.
When Paul Simon was turned on to the recording, he became a lifetime devotee of Claude Jeter. He loves Jeter. So he always said that the idea, Bridge Over Troubled Waters, came from hearing Bridge Over Deep Waters in the Swans recording.
Trust in my name.
But listen, there was only one Clarjita. There was only one. Let me tell you this, he's really missed. He was fantastic.
Thanks to Jenny Cataldo, who produced that story for BMP Audio.